on Inyanei Mezuzah, and it's very Nogei Alameisa, because we all live inside a home of sorts, and therefore it's very important to know the halachas of what's chayv mezuzah and where to put mezuzahs, because you can have a beautiful mezuzah and you don't know where to put it or how to put it up, and potentially you could not be fulfilling the mitzvah or not fulfilling the mitzvah in totality. So it's important to know these halachas. Okay. I think the outline that we should follow is the pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Vaschanim. And the pasuk says, "Uksaftam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha." Right, you're all familiar with that pasuk. Now, I think if we can accomplish in the two shiurim to just understand three words in the Chumash, then we'll have done a lot. To understand what does it mean mezuzos, what does it mean beisecha, and what does it mean visharecha. And if we get those three words down, ksaftam will leave up to the sofer, to you know, the actual tzima. So we won't, we'll leave that up to him. This is, but for us, we should at least know what it means mezuzos, what does it mean beisecha, or what does it mean visharecha. So let's start with beisecha, right? Because the chi of a mezuzah is on a bias. Now, the big yisod you always have to know is there's a difference between biblical Hebrew and the colloquial modern Hebrew of today. One could say, Beisecha, bayis, it's a house. To me, that's a house. So what I call a house is chayv and mezuzah. What I don't call a house is not. But halacha has a different definition of what you call a house. You see, in our speech, we have a concept of a house, then we have a concept of a room, right, in a house, right? So we'll see, take a look in the Gemara Sukkah, Rav Gimel Amud Aleph. Man tana lehu de tana rabban, bayis she'em bo arba amos al arba amos, potter min ha-mezuzah, min ha-makeh, ve'enu tambe b'negoyim. Whereas the definition of a bias, you need a bias. So a bias is a area that has dalet amos or dalet amos, which say Rav Moshe Feinstein considered it 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. Others, Chaim Noyes is less than that. But let's just use that shear for the purpose of our discussion here. So if you have something that's dalet amos, but dalet amos, so then you're chayiv mezuzah. If it's less than dalet amos and dalet amos, it's potter from mezuzah. And then it lists all different other types of halachas. Like, hey, Parsha Shavua, Negoyim, right? We're reading in this week's Parshas, that there's a tumah of taras, and taras you can have leprosy on the wall of your house in Eretz Yisrael. So the house has to be at least dalet amos or dalet amos for it to be chayiv, to be susceptible to taras habayis. So this is the definition. You see, we'll see. There's a famous minhag that the Rambam quotes that people thought, and the question is, was it real amaratzis or not? That they just had to put a mezuzah on their front door, right? Ksaftam al mezuzos beisecha. But and the Ramos says it's not a correct minhag. The minhag is discussed in the Tshuvas Mariel, and it really wasn't total amaratzis. It was that basically you walked into the house, the whole house was like one room, and maybe there were some other rooms that were very small. So it wasn't, the Mariel explains why people did that. And it wasn't like total amaratzis. But one could have said, "Yuksavtam al mezuzos beisecha," only on the bias. No, every room has its own chiyuv of mezuzah, Because every room is dalad al dalad. That's dalad al dalad. It's his own bias. Because we don't say, well, this is a cheder, it's not a bias. No, this is considered, this room is considered a bias. The next room is a bias. This building has many batim in the building. Even though in modern Hebrew we wouldn't call that a bias, we'd call it a cheder or whatever, but in terms of Hilchus Mezuzah of a bias, something that's dalad al dalad is considered a bias for all these purposes. For mezuzah, for makeh, for negoyim. We're not going to go into all the issues that are discussed here, but that's the basic principle. Now, the question at hand is, does it have to be 4x4, or could it even be 8x2? Is it a question of square area, right? 16 square amos, 4x4. So if your 8x2 is just as good, what do you need? No. Do you need 4x4? So, if you think about it, misvara, so on one hand you could say, well, 4x4 just means a square area. On the other hand, you could say, now, what's the point of the shear? The shear means you can, it's for use, right? So if something is very narrow, it's 16 by 1, so its ability to be used is very limited. And maybe that's not the hishtamshus that the Torah speaks of. That's not the hishtamshus that the Torah speaks of. 4 and 4, at least, it's a, you know, it's the area. You have some space this way, space that way, some stretching area. You know, you have. So, what is the halacha? And this is very relevant because a lot of times you'll have a room, you'll have a small room that's not dalad al dalad, meaning it's 8x2. You know, it's not 4x4. So is there a chiyuv mezuzah, or is there no chiyuv mezuzah? So that's an important question. So it's classically known, this issue, to be a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. On page 3, the Rosh. The Rosh writes, Tana Rabbanu, Vayishayim lo arba amos abarim ba amos potem min amezuzo namaka, Afal pisha b'chol asfarim enkisiv kein el Vayishayim bo arba amos, Alfas gar shayim bo arba al arba, the mistaber del chazi l'dir binyan acher. He says, in other words, you need arba al arba. The local Moshe Kassar Rambam Shivaya Erko Yosel Rachvo Hol Vieshbal Rabbe Arba Amos Alba Amos Chayiv Mezuzah. So the Rosh is saying that I believe that you need 4x4. In other words, you can't make it up by 8x2. You need a minimum of 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. And if it's 8x2, no good. Not Chayiv. And he says, the local Moshe Kassar Rambam. And this Rambam is in Perek Vav Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, "Bayi Shein Lo Arba Amos, Patur Min Amezuzah." If Yesh Bo Kedev Rabeya Arba Amos Al Arba Amos V'Shav Af Bishul Ogol V'Chomish Al Vihazin Tzarich Lo Mishal Erkol Yosal Rechvo Hol V'Yesh Bo Rabeya Arba Amos Al Bar Amos Chayiv Mezuzah. So this is the Rambam that the Rosh is quoting, that that if you have Orko, Yosel Rochvo can compensate. But if you read the Rambam clearly, the Rambam really doesn't say this. The Rambam never really said that it could be 8x2. The Rambam was saying that say you have a circular room or something like that, so you have to have able to inscribe a square that's 4 amos by 4 amos. Or if it's the room is longer than it's wide, you have to be able to rabeya arba amos inside the big rectangle.
You have to be able to make a square. But if you look carefully, the Rambam never said that. The Rambam never said that you can compensate by 8 by 2. So the Taz, and you see, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch classically as a machlokas. Take a look. Number 5, page 5 in Sif Yud Gimel. So the Mechaber says, Ba'ishem Bo'ar Ba'am Sal Bar's Potom Yishmuk Kedei Rabbeya Avavishar Yisal Rochvo. So it's Chayit. He quotes the Rambam. And the Shach says that the Das HaRosh is not that way. Ufish HaKazam Yisyos Nakhtin and Karambam So the Shach says, if you have 8 by 2, you make it without a bracha. So the Shach also is understanding that it's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rosh, meaning the Rosh Hashita is you need 4 by 4, and the Rambam Shita is even 8 by 2 could suffice. So the Taz in Hilchas Sukkah says he thinks they all got it wrong. That he doesn't think this machlokas exists between the Rambam and the Rosh. He thinks it's not true. The Rambam never said. Rambam just said that if it's not a square, you at least have to be able to inscribe a square into the room that you have. But who said that it could be less? In other words, when you're going to inscribe it, so you're going to have, you'll have an area that's going to be able to inscribe a square that's 4 amos by 4 amos. But to say but if you have, say, a room that's 8 by 2, right? So you're not going to be able to inscribe a square that's 4 by 4 in a room that's 8 by 2, right? So Mimela, the Rambam would say that's Potter also. So the Taz used Lushan on page 6. Timihati harbe al ksus einayim shereishi the rabboseinu b'zeh. He says it's a pella on the blindedness of all these people. Now this is a very strong indictment here of the Rosh. I mean, the Rosh is claiming there was machlokas, and the Mechaber and the Shach and all these people. He thinks they all got it wrong. Yeah, but it's hard to say that's what Rush meant, because there's a whole sugya in Sukkah about it's hard to believe that's what the Rush was saying, that circular room is not chayif. Because that's a Beferish of Gemara that it is. So it's hard to imagine that's what that's. Yeah, okay, if it is, it is. You know, but whatever the case may be, we don't have to blame anyone for the wrong shot. But whatever the case may be, what the Taz is saying is that. That if it's not dalet al dalet, it's not chayiv in mezuzah. So this is, and the Tazanish thinks the Taz is correct, that the room has to be dalet al dalet to be chayiv in mezuzah. So Mimela, this comes out to be a very important halacha, because a lot of times rooms here, especially if you have an apartment here in the Heights, so in the kitchens, very few kitchens have a real dalet al dalet, right? Very, you might not even have an 8 by 2, but, and then the poskim point out that, this is found in the Das Kedoshim, that the furniture in the room that's movable, that doesn't detract from the shear. In other words, if you have a room that's 4 by 4, but you have a table there, but the table's movable, so that's still considered that you have a room 4 by 4. But if you have a room that's 4x4 that has a sink that's built in, you know, or something that's built into the thing that's not movable, then that minimizes the shear. And Mamela, you don't have a room anymore of a 4x4. Right, but it's still, if it's movable, then that's not mismay the shear. But if it's built in, then that is mismay. So, so the Pashup Shat Rabosai is that if you have a room that's not dalet al dalet in its full sense, then very simple, you're putter from mezuzah. However, there are two achronim that seem to want to say a little bit differently, and that is Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chamudei Daniel. So look, take a look on page 11. Is the famous Rabbi Kiva Eger. I didn't, for some reason it wasn't bracketed, but it's bracketed on the previous page. What page? I knew I had a bracket. It's on page 4-2, you see? Okay, see? Page 5. Let's look on page 5, because that's where I bracketed it. So on page 5, this is the world famous Rabbi Kiva Eger. So let's see first, it's on that same sif in Shulchan Aruch of Bayis Shein Lo Dalet Al Dalet. So says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, Dalet al Potter, Dehainu Mitzar Atzmuso Potter, Mimezuzah. Aval b'cheder shalofni mi'cheder shiyotzi mi'cheder gadol l'cheder kamrechi ha'pesach ahu chayev mezuzah mitzar ha'gadol shiyotzi mi'menu derech pesach zu l'cheder. So he had nidon cheder cotton to avir. So he's saying, like, this is what he's supposed to be saying. It's like this. Say you have you have a kitchen, like the kitchen's here in the Heights. So a lot of them are not dalet al dalet. So what's the chard that didn't should be potter? So Rabbi Kiva Eger has a chap. That's true that it's potter mitzar atzmo, but then we should view it as if it's the outdoors, meaning it's potter. So it's like, meaning, let me phrase it this way. So it's potter to put it going into that room, because that room is not dalet al dalet. But then when you come out into the room adjacent to it, which is dalet al dalet, so you should put it on the right side, going out of the small room into the big room. In other words, so when you walk into the kitchen, it's not dalet al dalet, so you're not going to put a mezuzah on the right side going in, because it's not dalet al dalet. But then you're going to go out of the kitchen back into the adjacent room, and that adjacent room is what? Is dalet al dalet. Mm-hmm. So granted that it's not chayiv b'taras atzmo, but at least it should be chayiv as the leading into the other room, and therefore you'd put the mezuzah on the right side going from the room that's pachas mi dalet al dalet to the room that is dalet al dalet. Okay? One second. So this is common with, say, walk-in closets. Right? Walk-in closets, see, a closet's not chayav mezuzah usually because you don't walk into it. You just put your hands in. That's not called walk-in. If you have a big closet, so that's a walk-in closet, so that might be chayav mezuzah. But how many people have a walk-in closet that's 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches? Not too many. So a walk-in closet is probably going to be pachas midalet Tochas midalad al dalad. Right? So, according to this alleged Rabbi Akiva Eger, so you can't put the mezuzah on the right side going in, right? Because it's not dalad al dalad. But, so at least, usually the closet's going to be adjacent to a bigger room. So let the closet be viewed as going from, when you walk out of the, from into the closet, going into the adjacent room, that adjacent room is dalad al-dalad, so you'll put a mezuzah on the right side, going from the closet into the adjacent room. That's the famous chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Yeah.
So the walk-in closet, one of the dalads has to, you know, meet, in order for it to be considered the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eger, it has to be something like a two-way, for example.
No, you don't even need that.
So if it's a minuscule little... nothing.
Well, if it's a minuscule nothing, it's probably not going to be a walk-in closet.
Right, but I'm saying even if it's less than $1,
in other words, you could have a. In other words, most minuscule closets are just good enough for you to reach in. So then it's nothing to talk about. Then it's not a walk-in closet. It's a hand. It's your arm-in closet. An arm-in closet is not a walk-in closet. So only a walk-in closet is even as even. What to discuss, as the Mechas Yitzchak writes about this. But if it's not a walk-in closet, then not. Yeah?
Maybe jumping ahead a little. So when I go home after this year, and I switch my kitchen from the right to the left, am I going to be from the rough end, something good, something bad?
No, so don't do anything till... don't do anything till too rash. Don't do anything till we finish both shiurim and... even the next 5 minutes of the shiur, yeah.
There's two things then. What do you find in walking closet? The kitchen behind the kitchen closet. People can walk into the closet, but...
So when you use the closet, so some closets are big closets that everything is recessed,
right.
And you mamish walk in with your body
right.
Into the closet, that's a walk-in closet, as opposed to other closets where you just put your hands into the closet.
Okay, and another question I had was, shouldn't it be understood, I mean, the way I understand that it says the room is dollar by dollar, it's higher than the mezuzah, that if the room is 4x4, it's higher than the mezuzah, if it's not 4x4, it's not really a room at all, it's nothing. So why would even walking out from this small room, which is a large room, why would you even, I don't see why you would think you're higher than the mezuzah, you're not walking out of anything into something, you're walking from nothing into a room.
No, so Rabbi Akiva Eger's thing is that since it's less than dollar on dollar, we view it as like, it's like outdoors. Just like outdoors.
Outdoors is a whole different
rishus.
It's like being, you know.
Right, but the tzara shava between your room that's and outdoors is both areas are not chayef. So just like when you walk in from the outdoors, right?
We think for a different reason. The outdoors is not chayef because there's no walls around. There's no.
Right, but here so. But these walls that encompass an area that's too small is for all intents and purposes like no walls there, like a nothing.
Okay.
One second. I have. That's the Rabbi Akiva Eger. Now is the disclaimer. Let me make the disclaimer. Now, I don't think the Pashtus is like this Rabbi Akiva Eger. I don't think we should paskin like this Rabbi Akiva Eger. And Ramosha didn't think we should paskin like this Rabbi Akiva Eger. I think, and there's a question in the Sefer Pesachei Shorim if he really said it or meant it or this and that. No, the basic problem with this Rabbi Akiva Eger, if he meant it, it undermines, I think, the fundamental yisod of Hilchos Mezuzah. Okay? The fundamental yisod of Hilchos Mezuzah is the following. Mezuzah is chayev beisecha derech biyoscha. Coming in. On the right side, coming in. Okay? So let me ask you a question. We have a room here. Right? So, I come from the hallway into this room. I'm coming into the room. Okay? Coming in. So, lo and behold, lo and behold, we have a mezuzah on the right side coming in. Now, let me ask you a question. When I leave the room, so why don't we say I'm coming into the hallway? Where's the mezuzah here? How come every door doesn't have two mezuzahs if there are two big rooms adjacent? Like here, we have two big rooms. Not this, we have this huge room, much more than 7 feet and 3 inches, but 7 feet and 3 inches. And we have a whopper of a hallway. That's 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. So you know what? I vote two mezuzahs. Okay? How about that? Put one on the right side going into this room, and one on the right side going into the hallway. How about that for one? How about that one? Do you like that?
Expensive.
Right, now why don't we say that? You know why? Because in Hilchos Mezuzah, backtracking is not called going in, it's calling coming out. Whereas the first entrance, that's coming in. When you backtrack your steps, that's no longer considered Derech B'Yoschah. Even though you could say in semantics, I'm coming into the hallway. No, you say I'm going out of the room. That's not Derech B'Yoschah, that's Derech Yitzyoschah. So Memela, that's the Yisod. Because if that would be the case, then every room theoretically should have two mezuzahs, right? Al-Korcha, that's not the case. So Al-Korcha, backtracking doesn't count. So therefore, and I'll give you another example that backtracking doesn't count. I think Rav Moshe has this example, and others have this, and Chetan's got this, is a bathroom, right? So a bathroom doesn't have a mezuzah going into the bathroom, right?
Right? But why isn't there a mezuzah going out to the next room? Right, if it's adjacent to a big room, the answer is that's the same answer. That you only have, there's only one chiyuv mezuzah per every doorway. There's only one chiyuv mezuzah, so you have to, and that's going in that direction. We'll speak about this in more detail either today or next week. So it's one thing. So memela, this Rabbi Akiva Eiger is very shver because it's against that whole principle. So memela what? Going into a room and pasuk bidalad al dalad is pasuk. When you come out, that's backtracking. So you're not going to chayev going out of that room. So memela, it should be pasuk. So this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, some people you see that they have this on kitchens or walk-in closets. They have a mezuzah coming on the right side going out. L'chora, based on this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but L'chora, I don't think we should really paskin like this this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because I think it's against the fundamental, whether he said it or didn't say it, I think it's against the fundamental yesod of what Hilchos Mezuzah is all about. Derech B'Yoschah. And Derech B'Yoschah means going in, but the backtracking is not called going in anymore. That's called coming out. Okay? And I think this is a fundamental point. Yeah, Ben?
Yeah, but when you have a walk-in closet and dollar, there is no walk-in closet coming out.
Voila?
When you have a walk-in closet, there is
no
dollar.
No, but it's not an issue. See, it's not an issue of so there won't be two mezuzahs. Nothing. In other words, there's nothing wrong with that having two mezuzahs. Do you understand? It's not that. In other words, I proved here, but in fact, we don't have two mezuzahs, so... But, in other words, it's not going to make it better by the fact that you didn't have that mezuzah there, so at least you can have the mezuzah there. No, but the fact that we see that we don't put up the two mezuzahs, that's showing that there's only a chiv on this mahalach. And that mahalach is no chiv, because in other words, we don't view this as... This is called an entrance to this room. It's not called an entrance to the hallway. It's called an exit to the hallway. It's called an entrance to this room. You could say, oh, treat it as an entrance to this room and an entrance to the hallway. No, it's only one entrance. And if for that some reason that entrance is potter, the high that the room is possibly down, potter, sorry.
Like other, then it is walking into it. And that is the way that you walk in. It's not backtracking out. That's walking in. So
But Lamaisa is not. I understand, but I'm saying that the bottom line is that's not the way you walk in. It's backtracking.
Not if you think
yeah, you can think of it, but Lamaisa is not what it is.
How do you know
the we're going to discuss what's called, how do you understand what's called their biyosko. But the pashup shot means the first way, coming from outside, making your way in. Now, there could be certain people that want to come in through the windows. I don't know. Did any of you come in to this room through the windows? I wasn't looking. I assume not. Right, so, and we'll see if the Lubavitch have a whole thing about the windows. Yeah.
On the railroad apartment where the hallway is not down the bottom, the kitchen's not down the bottom, do you put a mezuzah there, or since you're busy and you treat the kitchen like a dollar dollar because you're busy in there all the time anyway?
So you're asking, well, give me some time and we'll get the answer. Okay, now why don't I like this? So what do I have against Rabbi Kivega? So you want to do it, you know, to do it. Oh no, because there's another Achron, less prominent probably than Rabbi Kivega. That's the Chamudei Daniel on page 5, quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. Take a look in Yer Aleph. He said like this. Spell out the Sefer Chamudei Daniel. What's Chaf Yud? Sav Yad. Means we. If you want to look up this Rebbe here, this Chamudei Daniel, you won't find it in the library because it was never made into a Sefer. There is Chamudei Daniel that was made, but this part, the Mezuzah, was never made into a book form. So this Ketshuva had a Sav Yad. Maybe we can find the Ksav Yad someplace so the Ksav Yad, this is a little bit original. I would have here asked the original. This is the best I can do for you. This is Ksav Yad. Well, that's Ksav Yad. What can I tell you? Near the Dafke Beis Zirat Sarf Dafke Shri Dalal Al Dalal Al Beis Shar and Repesis Vigina Fil Leis Mudal Adal Chayavim. God near Rabbi Misha Yeshua Bayez God of Yeshua Chadorim Tanim Lanik Shar Chafasim Chayavim Mezuzah. So Chamudei Daniel is saying two things. He's saying that there are two exceptions to the rule of Dalet Al Dalet. Saying first of all, and this is based on Rishonim as well, Beis Shar. So Beis Shar means that the room is used as a passageway. It's a lead-up room. It's like an antechamber or a hallway leading up to something. So that Beis Shar doesn't have to be Dalet Al Dalet. It's Chayav Mezuzah even if it's not Dalet Al Dalet. So a lot of times you walk into a home, right? And the front door leads into a little antechamber, which is not Dalet Al Dalet. And then from there it leads into a bigger room. So you mean to tell me that the front door of the house doesn't need a mezuzah because it's leading into a room that's not Dalet Al Dalet. A lot of times, right? Not every house, but a lot of houses. First you go into like a little room, you know. It's not Dalet Al Dalet. Then you lead into a bigger room. Right? Like a lot of the apartments here also, people go in and then it's that little room and then with an arch and then you go into a bigger. So the Chamudei Daniel, based on Rishonim also, that the concept of Dalet Al Dalet is only needed by a room that's the bulk of the dirah. But if it's only a mokom that's to transverse, it's only a lead up room, a Beis Shar, so the Mele, what? It's chayiv even if it's not Dalet Al Dalet, even if it's not Dalet Al Dalet according to any standard. Meaning it's not even eight by two. 1 second. Then the second thing the Chamudei Daniel says is if you have closets next to your, say you have a big room, and then you have closets in the room, walk-in closets, So the Chavrut Zil says, look, the whole idea, this is the way the Rashash and Sukkah and Dav Gimel explains this, Chavrut Zil. He says, basically, everything was good. The room was a nice big room, and the closets are small. But it's totally functional the way it is, that the closets are good for its closet space, and the room is good for... So Mimela, since it's functioning in its proper way, so even if it's not dalet al dalet, you can put a mezuzah on the right side going into the closet. Because it's functioning in the... It's chazi l'shimusha. So Mimela, if you have these walk-in closets, so then you have a conflict of interest between Rabbi Kiva Eger and Chavrut Zil. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger would say put it on the right side going out. Chavrut Zil would say put it on the right side going in. So I'll tell you like this. I think both, the first part of the Chavrut Zil says the Beis Shaar, that we assume is Meikar Adib. That a Beis Shaar, even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, should have a mezuzah. When people have walk-in closets or something like that, so it's not a question of Beis Shaar, so what I tell people is that Meikar Adin, it's possible. Because it's not Dalet al Dalet. It's not Dalet al Dalet, Kipshuto. Something that's not Dalet al Dalet, Potter ben a mezuzah. If you want to be Machmir, so then the question is, So who do you be machmir? You're not going to put up two mezuzahs. I mean, practically you could, but, you know. It's not a shayla baltosif, because one of them is definitely wrong. You understand? Baltosif would mean if you put two mezuzahs on the same side of the doorway, right? And you put two mezuzahs there, that could be perhaps baltosif. But if you put one mezuzah on the right side of the door, one mezuzah on the left side of the door, so one is definitely wrong. So then one of them is Commander Leisa, and one of them is there. So Bamele would be Baltos. The Binyan Sion has a tshuva where in one place where he suggests to do such a thing. No one. No one normal. So I personally, you know my bias I've expressed here. That if I have to pick, we have a couple of walk-in closets, and so again, I tell people, Meikar Adin, it's potter, so you don't have to put anything. If you want to put, I put on the right side going in, not on the right side going out. Because to me, putting on the right side going out is the fundamental, uproots the fundamentals of Hilchas Mezuzah, where, as I pointed out to you, that it's only there at Bioska, that's not called. That yes.
What was originally the
Chavrut
Zil for the
Chavrut Zil? So the way the Rashash explains it in the Sukkah and Dav Gimel is that since it's not the main room, because if you have a room that you're living in, it's not Dalet al Dalet, so then you don't have to put a mezuzah. But here you're just putting your chafatzim there, and therefore it's functional for that. So Mamela, even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, it's okay.
So why do you say it has to be a dual walking closet? Why not just common closet? I mean, that functions the same way.
No, because you need derech bioscha. If you don't walk in, then there's no chiyuv mezuzah. It's not derech bioscha. You don't bring your body into it. Then it's not, if it's just your hands, then it's not going to be...
Small kitchen.
Yeah, so the small kitchen would have the same thing. So some people in small kitchens are going to put it on the right side and going out. And I would tell people either don't put it up at all or put it on the right side going in.
Yeah, so in the case of that, how come we divide the words in the Neil and say, in the first part, when you walk into like the antechamber before you walk into the living room, so that everybody has to put up a mezuzah, according to everybody, that's obviously put up a mezuzah. But why is it, but when you have the closet that's less than 4x4?
Well, these are two different things. In other words, the other things have sources in Rishonim, the first part.
Okay.
The second part.
The closet.
Yeah.
We're walking in from a big room into like a two-way door.
Well, we're going to have a whole discussion, which we're going to cover, I don't know, maybe next time, whatever we'll cover it. The hierarchy is what's called walking in, but there is, in general, rule of thumb is traffic, flow of traffic. Which way, and that's how you determine what's called. So the flow of traffic, everyone who came into this room, the flow of traffic went this way. And very few people came up the through the window. So that was the flow of traffic.
Okay.
Yeah. So right. We'll talk about Merpeset and okay. So good. We got it. Yeah. Albert.
Concept of 4x4, is it derived from what a part of the room?
No, because that's for Tfachim, this is for Amos.
What's the content of 4x4?
Well, that's Shiurim, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, of what things Shiurim are. I mean, you know, it makes sense. That's 4x4, you know, you give, you can stretch out a little bit, you could do things, you know, it's just a Shia, that's Roy Ladira, Roy Lashimash, you know. Right, so we're going to talk about that. If you want, we can talk about it now. In other words, there's a big discussion about there was a chiyuv mezuzah coming on from your house onto the deck, or if you have, a balcony. You know, you're on the 17th floor. You have a balcony. So that's also chayiv in mezuzah. So if you have a deck, so that's a dollar, so decks are big, so that could be dalad al dalad. So we'll get to. I don't want to talk to it fully now, but then there's a discussion which way to put it, and we'll get to that. Yeah, Drew.
You're in there, Fiasco. They have they have in the hallway here, they have like doors separating the two hallways. So there's two different staircases going up. One's coming up from the other side of the hallway, one's coming up from this side of the hallway. So if you're putting the mezuzah up on the doorway there, which side would be better?
Which door?
Yeah, there's
those two doors.
There's two doors separating the two sides of the hallway.
Correct.
And then the staircase that comes up over here.
Yeah.
Right.
You mean, so the question is, do more people come from the other one through here or that way through there? So more people use the elevator. So they come this way. And Bechlal, Rabbi said, that should also, before we leave today and tomorrow, we should Rav Schachter asked me a couple of years ago to research this topic for the Yeshiva University, whether the elevators should have mezuzahs. And then I broke my foot, and then I never got to look into it. Whether the elevators should have mezuzahs. That could change the whole face of this university. Put on elevators on all, mezuzahs on all the. And all the elevators. I was in Eretz Yisrael a year ago with my wife, and we went to see the Rav Eliashiv, happenings. So Rav Eliashiv, has his own private elevator. He's on the second floor there, and he has a private elevator. And he comes down through his, it's hard for him to walk, so he comes down through his. So on his elevator, there's a mezuzah. We'll talk about that, but yeah, one more question, and then I have to say more things. Okay. So these are all important things, and I'm going to get to them all. Just okay. Yeah. Okay. This is the last. Yeah.
I don't know, actually, the elevator mezuzah. Is the mezuzah inside the elevator, or is it the doorway where the elevator opens to us?
No, not on the movable part.
Not on the movable part.
No, not on the movable part. Yeah. You'll go there, you'll see also.
And is it going into the elevator, or is it going to be out of the elevator?
Yes, I think it was going into the elevator. Because he probably, when he comes into his house, goes in through the elevator.
And the first,
oh, you mean because maybe it's like a Beis Shaar also. Leads up to his, right. Okay, good. Very well said. Good, now these are very important, Okay. So, still on the topic of bias. So what about storage? What about places that are used for storage? Are those considered chayiv in mezuzah or not? Well, it's called a Beis HaOtzer. Beis HaOtzer. So this is a machloikus. You see the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam on page 9, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. It says, Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBokar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOtzros. Because you have a room that's used for storage. Now, till now, when we were talking about closets, so we were assuming that storage is chayiv. But that's not so pashut, that storage room is chayiv. You have a room that's used for tevuah, for teven, for the bokar, for your animals, for the eitzim, for the otzros, the storage is pturim and a mezuzah. So the Rambam holds its potter. Shenemar beischa, beischa miuchad lecha, prat la elim kayotzimem, tvich recha bosa shanoshim yoshus v'mekashos bo chayomis b'mezuzah. In other words, if you're just using it for storage, it's not chayiv. If it's also used that the women used to make themselves up there and whatever, get dressed there or put on makeup there, whatever they would do there, so that it's a human use, then it would be chayiv. But if it's only for storage, the Rambam says it's potter. The Rosh disagrees. And he says on page 7, going over to page 8, Beis HaTen, Beis HaBokah, Beis HaEitzim, also Shanoshim, Rokhtuzim, Surim, and Mezuzah, Stomach HaYodim. The local motion calls him a Rambam. Drafku Shanoshim is Kashas. That he says that if it's just storage room, even if the women are not using it for their use, it's Stam just for storage, it's Chayiv. So this is a machlokus between the Rambam and the Rosh. How do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch, page 10, Reish Pei Vav, Siv Beis. Says Beis HaTeven, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaBokah Chayovim. It's a Kayiv. In other words, even if there's no, it's just a storage. So storage is chayiv. Some want to say, based on this, and unless the women are washing themselves there, taking baths, unless they used to have baths there or something like that, so then there would be like a bathroom and you wouldn't have. But the Beis HaTeven and the Beis HaEitzim and the Beis HaBokar, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh. Doesn't even quote. Rabbi Kivegan a Tshuva points out, he doesn't even quote the Rambam Shita, Lagabe this. So, Alpi Pashas means it's Chayiv. So certainly, if you have a storage room that's, you know, basically only for storage, that you have a room in your basement that you use just for storage, or a closet is basically used just for storage. So that's that would be chayiv. That would be chayiv. Rav David Feinstein once told me he thought maybe you should be choshesh not to make a bracha for the... Well, I actually was discussing with him. You see, the big discussion that people have is garages. Do garages need a mezuzah or not? Is garage cool? Is that what it's meant over here? Beis HaTeven, Beis HaEitzim? So, Lamaisa, some people say that since the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Beis HaTeven and Beis HaUtzer is chayiv mezuzah, so a garage is a din of Beis HaUtzer. I've been thinking about this for many years, if this is really true. Some want to say, the Ritzin has a tshuva, others have, that maybe the concept of a Beis HaOtzer is that it's because it's tefel to your house, meaning like this. In other words, you keep your storage thing, and then every once in a while, you know, you have a wine cellar. So every once in a while, you need some wine, you bring it from the cellar. So it's tefel to the bayis. So maybe such a thing is called a Beis HaOtzer. But maybe if it's something that's has no shaykhus to the bayis, you just keep the car there, maybe that's not called Beis HaOtzer or not. So, yeah, even if it's connected. So, yeah, but Derech B'Yoscha is only if there's a chiyuv in that mokum. There's definitely Derech B'Yoscha, you go in there. Right. The question is, bathrooms also have Derech B'Yoscha, but you don't make, you know, in other words, a room that's not dal also is derech biyoscha, but it's not. The question is there a chiv? True, there's derech biyoscha, but the question is there a chiv? So in the more modern circles of today, they say yeah, you should put it. Rav David Feinstein thought without a bracha. I don't know whether he said it without a bracha because since the sheet is a Rambam, or because it's a suffix whether that's called a Beis HaOtzer. Every once in a while I have nothing to do, I rethink this issue. Is that really a base of Otsa or not? Yeah. Right. So in other words, if you have a house that's right, you're saying maybe the garage is the base shark to your house. You go into to the thing, and maybe that's a base. In other words, if you have a garage that leads into the, and certainly the door that you go into from, in other words, if your garage is right next to your house, and you go in after you park the car, you go into that door and it leads right into your house. Then puli alma lo pligi that door is. Is chayiv in mezuzah. That's what I talk. Because that's chayiv mitzad the house. We're talking about the big door that the car goes in. Is okay. So lemaisa probably kedai, you know, a shmirah for your car, you know, to put up a mezuzah. Yeah. Right. Right. I would hope your garage is down and down. So I wonder what kind of car you have.
If you're in the place you go into and it's down and out, I'm not sure what would be the reason not to. Which qualification are you missing?
In other words, because you need dira. You need dira. Right? So the question is, Beis HaOtzer, that's why the Rambam says that Beis HaOtzer you go into, and that, but it's not a welcome dira. So it's not a mokum dira, so b'meila it's not. So the rashi v'chadish know that the otzer is a mokum dira, but maybe it's only dira because it's nitpal to your house. So it's serving the shimush that every once in a while you need some oil. So that's part of the dira of your house. Sometimes go in there.
So this whole discussion of beis otzer is independent discussion of dalal.
Right. Nothing to do one with the other. In other words, avada the beis otzer is dalal dalal. Afal piking. There's a machlokas whether it's chayiv or not. You're saying by the fact that Beis HaBakar was probably not. So maybe that should be a good riot. Attack the garage is low gara in a Hanami. Yeah. What is the Rif Paskin in terms of storage? You're saying why does if the Rambam and the Rif are going to go one way, why does the Lechava go? Yeah, that's a good question. You have to check. I don't remember what the Rif says, but sometimes the Lechava could go against the general rule. But always,
what do you mean by zero? If you have a shed in your backyard, which you go to get them, you don't sleep in there, you go and get them.
Right, so that's why it's machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush about the shed in your backyard.
So it's a garage. Like your porch is a garage. You go in, you do stuff in your garage, you don't sleep there.
Right, so you only keep, you know, store things there. Store your car.
You get a shed in your backyard,
would
that be
fair?
You go in there, you get
stuff. Right, so we assume based on
Tzaritz Chayiv and Mezuzah. What's your garage number?
Right, so the only sad that some have, and you have to see how it works in with the base of Bokar, is maybe it's only because it's nitpal to the house. In other words, you take things in from there into your house. But it could be that it's not true. It could be that it's an independent thing, and therefore it would be chai. Yeah, okay. Maybe. Okay. We voted, Nimnu Bagamru, put it on.
The riff holds like the Rush.
The riff holds like the Rush?
There
it goes. Oh, okay, the riff holds like the Rush.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, okay, good. 2-1. Okay, yeah, now. Yeah. Could be. Yeah. Yeah. And then it has an added complication because it's not dollar. Okay. What about, now we're still, this year we've only so far discussed one word, Beisecha. Right? One word. That's all we're here for today. One word, Beisecha. Now, what about a Beis Knesses? And what about a Beis Medrash? So take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 10, Reish Pei Vav Gimel. So it says, "Beis Knesses im yesh bo dira l'shum adam chayev mezuzah." It goes like this: a Beis Knesses, Rabosai, is really not chayev in mezuzah, because the usage. Now, when we talk about the Beis Knesses, we're talking about the sanctuary room. We're not talking about the rabbi's office, and we're not talking about the secretary's room, and we're not talking about the kiddush room, and we're talking about Beis Knesses, the sanctuary where the prayers take place. That's what we refer to. Now that room, is that room chayiv in mezuzah? So the halakha is, that room is not chayiv in mezuzah. Right? If you want to put one up, Gesundheit.
But it's not Baltosif.
If you want to put up, Moshe says you want to put a mezuzah in the middle of the, you know. The question is Moshe has a tshuva, if you put up mezuzahs when you're not supposed to, is that considered a bizoyon to the, you know, so, and I think he's making on that. But so there are shuls, a lot of shuls that do have mezuzahs on, but technically speaking, a base that's part, unless there's someone who lives there. Now, lives there means he lives in that room. I don't know, Yeah, because in other words, the shemush of davening this, that's not called dira. That's not called dira. Excuse me? Right, but it's a closet is a beis otzar, so it's tofel to the your dira.
So maybe an afternoon could be, let's just say that you rent
storage space. You rent, you know, a storage room in the midtown.
Right, so that's the discussion that we were talking about. Is the Beis Otzer an independent thing, or is it because it's... So Rabbi Schwartz pointed out by the fact that the Beis Boker, so doesn't that seem to say that is the Boker tough on the what? Sometimes the Boker comes into your house, you take something from the Beis Boker into your house? I don't know how they use the Beis Boker. Yeah, but the word is, where so storage is considered part of your dira, part of your dira needs. Yeah, to take a look, that's the Deborah Tzina Struva in the Bear Moshe. What if you have a storage place disjoint from your, right? What about a Beis Medrash? What about a Beis Medrash? So, look on page 14. The famous story of the Maram Mirutenberg. The Rush quotes. M'chein beis midrasho shom Maram Mirutenberg zal hayabo mezuzah. Omar k'shaya yoshin shenas tzarayim bebeis ha-medrash. He used to take a little afternoon nap in the beis medrash. Hayaruach ra mevato. The demons would confuse him, would disturb him. Until Ad Shetikin Mezuzah Bepeta, until he put a mezuzah, and then he was able to sleep well in the afternoon. Now, so let's see. So what's this idea that a base medrash is chayiv, or he used to put it up, or has a different thing than the so let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, page 5, Reish Pei Vav Yud. So the Mechaber quotes two opinions whether Beis Medrash is Chayiv and Mezuzah. One opinion says Beis Medrash is Potter Mezuzah. Then it says if the Beis Medrash is next to your house, so then the house between the Beis Medrash and your house is Chayiv. The Yesh Omim Shem Beis Medrash is Chayiv and Mezuzah. Nochan Lochash L'Divrayim. So there are two opinions here. So the question is, why is it different between a Beis Medrash and a Beis Knesset? So the Shach, Sivkot Yutes, says, Lo domi le Beis Knesset leel, Teinachai mezuzah l'kin yesh bo Beis Dira, the Beis Medrash came in shatalmidim yoshim bo me'aboker and erev dome le Dira. What's really a Dira shal kedusha, doing that's not called Dira. Dira means mundane things. But so it's really not a dira, but since people are there the whole day learning, so it's similar to a dira. So that's why there's an opinion that says a Beis Medrash is chayiv in mezuzah. So again, a Beis Knesset is definitely, again, Beis Knesset meaning the room of the sanctuary is definitely potter from mezuzah. But that's why Beis Medrash is 2 days in Rishonim, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says, why is it so? Because since people are learning there the whole day, it's similar to Dira. So that means a real Beis Medrash. In other words, I always say this, that in a lot of the big shuls, they have the Shabbos room, where they daven the Shabbos, they call that the Beis Knesset, and the weekday room, where they daven the weekday, they call that the Beis Medrash, right? A lot of shuls do that for one reason or another. So that has no halachic significance. Because when we talk about a Beis Medrash, we mean a Beis Medrash that people are there, like the Shach says, that came in Talmidim are there, Yom and Valayla, those Doma Ladira. But if you just have a room that's for the Shachris, for the Speedy Gonzales, half an hour Shachris in the morning, and the Mincha Mariv, another half an hour in the afternoon, the Milcha and the Mishnayis, 15 minutes and a 10-minute Mariv, and that's not Doma Ladira. So then that wouldn't have a Chiyav Mezuzah either. Again, if you want to put it up, because the hate. But when the Shulchan Aruch is saying that the Yesh Omrim Beis Medrash Chayav Mezuzah, it's like what the Shach is saying, that it's a real Beis Medrash in that case.
sometimes in the shul, we make the kiddush to play Friday night, and then the davening, and then play for the davening. Would that drinking the wine there be considered some type of shvira?
I don't think, you know, that's going to make or break it. That sip of wine by the little kids is going to make or break the situation. You know, no one's going to say, well, the shuls that don't make Kiddush, you know, motzi, yeah. If we would have a Aniyim who was sleeping there, that would be, a different story.
They have a shtibo, which they have a kiddush in the actual shul room.
Yeah. Well, a shtibo, you have to see whether you see the different types of shtibos. You know, whether it has. Right, well, that's Kedusha's base. Well, that's what Moshe has a tshuva, where he says that our shuls are made of a tnai. And even though the Mechaber Paskins, that tnai doesn't help, but still, we're still makel based on the other Rishonim, and that's why Rav Moshe says that they have these, the Yort site, and that's where Moshe wrote the tshuva to Rabbi Teitz, that he permitted this. The dog for the blind person to come into the shul. This is always big fights. You know, this has gone to court. You know, the blind man versus the shul. Blind man wants to take his dog into the shul, and the shul doesn't want the dog. And this is always. So apparently, Rabbi Teitz had this Shaila in Elizabeth, and Rav Moshe permitted for the dog to come in. He's matzah to come in the shul, but I don't know. The Rav had a different opinion. This is Rav Shachta has pieces in Nefesh HaRav or Pnimei HaRav on these issues. But this is one of the like big court cases. You know, dog. You know, blind man dog versus synagogue. Yeah. No, in other words, the fact that it's Yomam Valayla, so that makes it like Dumya the Deer.
Right. So therefore,
it's
Mentor.
Meaning, the fact that it's, in other words, the base Knesset is like a neutral, it's not a Machayev, and now that you superimpose the base Mentor there, yeah, so Mestamed has Kedusha's base Mentor there also. Okay, wait till we get to more of that. We'll get to it. Yeah.
Do you find, or do you find that you prefer being there all day?
Oh, so that's the next thing. Office. What's the story with offices? Okay. So, page 11. Sifyut Aleph. What's the story with the offices? So it says in Shulchan Aruch like this: Sukkos Hachag B'Chag. On Sukkah, do you have a mezuzah in your Sukkah? No. So there's a machlokis, right? Where he's between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Where he's supposed is what the Sukkah is called a Diras Kavah, or the Sukkah is a Diras Arai. If Sukkah is Diras Kavah, the Gemara says that you're supposed to have a mezuzah. Sukkot's Diras Arai, now everyone agrees that Sukkot is only for 7 days, right? It's not machlokas whether how many days you have to observe. Everyone agrees. So what's the machlokas? So one of the Sfarim, Berkas Mordechai, I think, explains that Chorot's Diras Arai, it's only for 7 days. But some say, Sefer Berkas Mordechai Mann, I think in his Sefer writes that since the Torah is Machayev, you have to sit there, so the chiyuv is makes it like a kvius. The chiyuv, one second. The chiyuv makes it like a kvius. 30 days is only by rental. We'll get to that. and only in chutz la'aretz for rentals. So sukkas chag b'chag, we pask it that it's a diras haroi. So we don't put a mezuzah on our sukkas. V'abayis shebesfina, you have a boat that has a compartment to sleep in, so it's not, it's a roi. V'chanuos shebeshvokim p'turim from a mezuzah. So you have these chanuyos, these storefronts. They used to sell merchandise in them. So why are they putter? So the Taz says, Sivkot and Yud, Kanisha Mishmachim, the love Diras Ninu, nearly a few Yim Yoshvim Hem Bechol Yom Pturim came and Chain Misham Balaila, Mikri Arai. That in order, that since you're only in the office 9 to 5, but you're not there the rest of the day, that's called Arai. And therefore, in other words, so you have a store that's only open 9 to 5. One second. So it's Pata. Because it's not, it's Arai. That's what the Taz is. But the Prisha on page 12. So the pshat is like this. Some say that that's not the pshat, that the chanuyos are like you have a fair, you know, and everyone puts up their booth for a week, similar to sukkas chag b'chag, that it's for a week. So you have a fair for a week and everyone displays their merchandise. So that's what it's talking about. But if you mamish have an office building that's there for lol and vod, so that's not even though you're not there necessarily the whole day, that's called keva. So that's the question. How do you touch up this din of chanuyos shevashvokim? Is it because you're not there at night like the Taz says, or is it because it's structurally not permanent because it's only for 7 days, like the case of the Sukkos Chag B'Chag, and then would make it very well that it's put together in the Sukkos Chag B'Chag. The Pashtus L'chora is not like the Taz, but the Poskim say that since the Taz said it, so Gabi Bracha, you should be Choshish in the office building, put it up without, I guess the Poskim didn't envision all these lawyers that stay in their offices, Yomam Valaila. So maybe for them they can make a bracha. Maybe for them they can, there's a shaila where they can make a bracha on their deer in their house. Maybe. Oh, we'll get Randall. We'll get to Randall. Yeah. Why do they what? Yeah, that's a good question. Right. Right. You know the story of Shechta always tells from the Rav, like base Knesset doesn't need a mezuzah, so they said, oh, but there's a college here too. So it's all on the Rav, so I forgot. So. Yeah, I don't know. Is there a technical? Who's the chiyuvs on who? Yeshiva University and. I don't know. I don't know. Could be it's not.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe. But it's a good thing to have, you know. Yeah, it's a good thing to have. I mean, maybe push comes to shove. You could forward an argument. Yeah. What are they doing, Maimonides?
Every patient's room.
Every patient's room has a mezuzah. Oh. Right. So, okay. So, So we're going to talk about that. There's a truva in the Avnei Nezer about that. Okay. So let's see what we did so far. Let's talk about what we did so far. What we did so far is we discussed Pesach. We said Dalet al Dalet. And then we discussed 8x2. Some want to say it's a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam. Some say it's not a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam. And we, the Taz says Pashas, no machlokas. The Chazanish says like the Taz, no machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam. So really it has to be Dalet al Dalet. Then we said certain exceptions, even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, like a Beishar. Then we talked about the walk-in closet. So we said that the Rabbi Kivager says that you put on the right side going in, and the Hamudi Neil says you put on the Rabbi Kivager says the right side going out, and the Hamudi Neil says the right side going in. And I told you what my opinion on that matter was. Then we did a base Osar, the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rush, and we passed in like the Rush that the base Osar is Chayav Mezuzah. Then we discussed base Knesset, and we said base Knesset is part of a mezuzah, and because it's not considered a dira, then we can said that a base medrash is two dais, and the shach explained that that's the base medrash that is totally used for yomam v'layla, and that could be chayiv and mezuzah with the story that the Rosh brought from Maram Rutenberg, that he used to not have a mezuzah in his base medrash. Then he would try to take the afternoon naps, and he couldn't sleep, and then he finally put the mezuzah there, and then he was able to sleep.
As far as my mezuzah is concerned, why doesn't Taz only say Kamal Dira as opposed to Dira Mamish, just because of the
Ibrahim Halakhu? Because it's not a Dira, because you're not really doing. Dira means you're doing all types of things, mundane things, you're sleeping, you're eating, you're drinking, you're doing all types of things.
Don't we say you're allowed to halakhu do those things in the mezuzah? Eating, or drinking, and sleeping?
Yeah, some certain things maybe. If certain things maybe, but the Maisa, it's mainly learning, right? People are not eating and sleeping and drinking, right? Maybe sleeping. Okay, so the Maisa, that's it. Yeah, okay. Let's talk about now. We're still on Beisecha. You still want to know what's Beisecha, right? Look on page 17, Gemara Menachos. So it says in Gemara Menachos, Tanya Namihachi Hadar Bepundaki Be'eretz Yisrael. If you live in a pundaki in Eretz Yisrael, that's like a hotel or some motel. V'hasocher bayis v'chutz la'aretz kol shloshim yom potem in a mezuzah, hikavei l'chayiv mezuzah. If you rent in chutz la'aretz, so you have 30 days, and you only have to put your mezuzah up on day 31. But in Eretz Yisrael, even for renting, you have to put it up right away. Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is because the halacha is that once you move out, you're supposed to leave your mezuzah there. So then you're not going to want to. We don't want you to leave. We want you to stay. So therefore, we're afraid that you're not going to, if you're going to be able to take your mezuzah, then you'll just leave and go back to New York. But if you have to, I guess today, what does mezuzah cost compared to what people have? You know, but no one's not going to, but then every penny counted, you know. So if you're going to lose out on the mezuzah, you wouldn't be so quick to leave. So Eretz Yisrael would be populated. So therefore, page 17, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we said to put it up right away. This will ensure you to stay in your dira in Eretz Yisrael. We'll not wander off into other lands. Now it's like this. Is this a Chiv Doraisa or a Chiv Darabanan? This is very important, Shiloh, because a lot of people just rent apartments. So is that a Chiv Doraisa or a Chiv Darabanan? So what do you think? Well, what does the pasuk say? Beisecha. So on one hand, you could say it means what? You have to own it. Beisecha. And if you don't own it, then not. But Tosus points out in Mandalim Aleph, Avakam Zuz have a socha masik. He said the beisecha also a fuga beisechem el grav domar derech biyoscha. In other words, the Pashup Shat Beisecha, we don't darshan to mean that it has to be your house. We darshan derech biyoscha. And derech biyoscha. So there is a machlokas Rishonim about this. Most Rishonim hold that the whole idea of schura is only with Rabbanim. Take a look in the Tosas, further down in the Tosas. Miu Miesh Lomer, the Mezuzah Nami with Rabbanim, the Trey Beischa Ksivi. Maybe it says Beisecha twice. Right? Ksavta Mezuz Beisecha, and then later on, Ksavta Mezuz Beisecha. Beisecha twice. So one is to teach me Derech Biyoscha, and one is to teach me I have to own it. And if I don't own it, it's only Drabbanim. That's supposedly Rav Shechter made a comment. He said, you know, when he was renting his apartment, so no, you know, it's only Drabbanim, so, you know, so. Okay, of course, there are abundance, we, you know, but once he bought the apartment, now he owns it, so then he was much more nervous to make sure that the mezuzahs were in the right places, because now it became a chiyuv d'oraisa. You know, because we assume, like this day in Tosfos l'halacha, that when it's only rented, it's only the rabbanim, because it's not beisecha. It's not beisecha. And even though we darshan beisecha derech biyoscha, you have two beisecha, so you can darshan derech biyoscha. That's the way you can walk in, like we discussed before. And then we could darshan beisecha that kipshuto that you have to own it. There is a couple of things. So if we assume it's only drabanan, so what's the gedr hadin midrabanan? So the Avni Nezer on page 18 has a tshuva about the hospitals. He says people sometimes in the hospitals nebuch for 2-3 months. So is that called they're there for more than 30 days? So should they have to put up a mezuzah? So the Avni Nezer says no, they don't, because the Avni Nezer explains based on the Rishonim that it's the Rabbanon. Look in number hey. She does rova poskim and now the midrabanan mechayev mishum the mechsek shalom. Sort of like a marasayan thing. Sort of like a marasayan thing. That you're there so long, people are going to think it's your house. So how is it so long? 30 days, that's considered you're there so long. So once you're there so long, it's a marasayan. But the Avnei Nezer says, no one's going to think that since the person was in the hospital for 2 months, that he owns the hospital. Right? They're going to just think you're very sick. They're not going to think that you own the hospital. If you're living in a house for 30 days, so people might think, hey, he owns the house. So therefore, there should be a mezuzah. In other words, really, technically speaking, midoraisa, when you rent a house, you never have to put a mezuzah. You're renting a house for 100 years, you don't have to put a mezuzah. But midrabanan, they said you have to put up a mezuzah because mechshi shalom. So the Avni Nezer is lechadesh that it's only when, it's only mechshi shalom when it's shaykh, that'll be mechsik shalom. If you're in a hospital, it's not. No one's gonna say, "Oh, you know, I think he probably owns the hospital. He's been here so long." You know, No one's gonna say that. Right. That's another thing. Also, you're not really renting the room, right? Right. You may not, maybe hospitals were different than Maybe, I don't know how they were. It wasn't so many, going 100 years ago, I don't know. But, yeah, maybe in a Hanami, maybe, you know, you don't even need to come on to that. Maybe you could say even... Take a look at Shulchan Aruch, page 20, Reish Pei Vav Chav Beis. So he quotes this halacha. Says the socher buys the chutzlars are darbe pundek beretz Yisrael potem mezuzah shloshim yom. Socher buys beretz Yisrael chayim mezuzah miyad mishum yishu beretz Yisrael. So there's a famous pischi tshuva. He says ayeh menachlas tzvi shekasafti. That the potem mezuzah lami yom haynu afim rotsal odor bo kama shonim. The local mash misida go milisa. So there's the nesivus is sitter. There's one line there. Which, if you look carefully, Yaakov Roblowski pointed out to me, if you really look at it, it doesn't really say anything. But, and this is the famous chumrah of the Nesivos, is that the 30 days, the respite of 30 days that you get, that you only have to put on day 31, is only, if you were only planning to live there 30 days, and then now you're living day 31, put a day 31. But if you knew originally, when you moved in, that you're renting it for a year, then you should put it up right away. I think he was right. The Pesach Shuvah says dafka not that way. That you, even in that case, you get day 31. There are other poskim. Rav Shechter likes to quote it from Rav Shach, but there are other, even older poskim, that say that maybe Bizman Hazeh, that we have a lease, that, so in other words, so right away you can't be thrown out of your apartment. So maybe then the whole idea that that was the reason why it was 30 days is because schiras is lokanya. You have no stability when you rent a apartment bismana gemara, so that you could be thrown out at any day. If the guy he needs an extra apartment, he could just evict you. So there was no kvias there at bichlal. But today that we have a lease and you can't just be thrown out. So then schiras is kanya. So maybe you should have no reprieval. You have no. I don't know if it was not necessarily to make it a din d'oraisa, but gabi this din d'rabbanan, you wouldn't have reprieval. So I would say if someone has the mezuzahs there, you know, see the two issues here. Two issues is when you have to put it up. So normally we say you have a tour till day 31. Then the question is, should you have to wait till day 31, or you can even do it before? So some say to do it before that you're not chayiv yet. So then it's like tasav and olmano also, because then so Rav Moshe has this thing: put it up before, and then put your hand on it on day 31 and put it down. I don't know. These are big chidushim. Pashas maybe could be called pachas l'gabi the bracha, since maybe in other words you could put it up before day 31 and make a bracha, since today we have leases, and you know, and it's preferable therefore not to necessarily wait till day 31. Look, if you can't, so there are enough poskim to rely on to wait till day 31, but you have it, you might as well put it up sooner than later.
If it's
there, it's there. So we don't paskin like the opinion that says you make a bracha lodur babayis sheyesh ba mezuzah if the mezuzah is already there. If it's there, matov. V'lachta nasis al yidei acherim. Rav Moshe, so the whole din used to be whether you should follow the nesivus or not. And some say the nesivus says that if you, or maybe says that if you know right away that you're gonna live there longer, then you have to put it up, irrespective of the svara of the leases and things like that. And Moshe has a tshuva about going to the bungalows. He says that by the bungalows, he feels, even though you know you're going to be there for 2 months, so according to the Sivis, you should put up right away, he says, but no one really wants to be in those bungalows. You know, like it's just, no one really wants to be there. He had a whole, I don't know, maybe that's what he felt, but no one wants Hitaka used to be in Sacred Lake for Moshe at one point. That's much nicer than, that's not bungalows. I don't know what it was in there, but I was there, you know, last summer for Shabbos. That's a far cry from a bungalow. you know what they do there? They have the portable houses. You buy a house and then you get it and they deliver your, you know, like a deliver a box to deliver your house. You know, and they put it in. And so that's what they have there. So that was his truth. He thought that even the Yichot Shem Nesivas, it didn't apply to a bungalow because you don't really want to be there. It's just hot and you don't really, it bugs there and you don't really want to be there and the Kule and therefore you don't have the chiyuv to put it up right away. But he wasn't speaking from the perspective of the lease. He was speaking from the perspective of the Nesivas. Okay, Bez Hashem, next week we'll come back and we'll finish up other things.
Very happy time.